The place Jesus thought of. Since December 2019, I have been living the experience of mercy that I least expected, visiting Jesus, a prisoner. I have a nephew who is living this cross with the certainty of his innocence, but because of the slowness of justice, which was prolonged by the pandemic, he awaits his trial. My brother-in-law, his father, his wife, my husband and I have been visiting him to support him all this time. During this wait, last year I tried to enroll his little son in the kindergarten where I'm retired. We went through all the steps, sure that he will get in, I took it for granted, and I thought it would be good news for him in a place where good news is scarce. But the headmistress called me to inform me that they had rejected his enrollment because the educational psychologist saw symptoms of autism. The pain I felt was enormous. I didn't understand how they could decide this with only a 10-minute virtual interview. I was able to go and talk to the director, whom I know and with whom I have a good relationship. He gave me a glimmer of hope. We had to do studies to check whether he really had problems or not, and to commit myself and the mother to support him in whatever way was necessary. In record time, we got a neurologist, a speech therapist, and a psychopedagogue, and I presented the appointments and the first results to the headmistress, always supporting them in prayer. To spare them the bad moment, I didn't tell the father or the mother that they had not accepted him, only that they were asking for these reports. While I was in the parish, at the beginning of December, I received a call from the headmistress. The management team had again refused enrollment. I don't deny that I was very hurt. I could only tell her before hanging up the call that although I didn't agree, I would continue to love my school and the saint who inspired it. I was there, in the parish. I went to the tabernacle and embraced this forsaken Jesus that I recognized in this painful situation. I did not understand it, but I knew it was him. I had the worst thing left, to tell her mother what had happened. I wanted to do it with a solution in hand. That night, I talked to several teacher friends. I got them to put the child on the waiting list. At that stage of the year, it was the only thing I could do. The day after, I tried to explain it to the mother with all my love. I had prayed all morning to find the words. When she heard me, she said, "You don't know what a weight you are taking off my shoulders." Since the interview, I felt that this kindergarten was not for my son. I felt that I was treated badly. I didn't want to tell you for all the love and desire that you put into it. And it was your kindergarten. I know that it is close by and you will have helped me, but I didn't give up the vacancy I had in the other kindergarten. It's very far away, it's humble, but I feel that they love us there and they always treated me well. I couldn't believe it. I understood that Jesus had chosen the best place, not the one I had thought of. It was the one he had thought of. When I visited my nephew, he was at peace. He agreed with his wife. He was very strong. Sometime later, I visited the director and I told him that I was not angry, that Jesus had taught me something very big, and I assured him that I was still in unity with him, that he had tried to help me. Recently, the test results came out. He definitely does not have autism, only a speech and a hearing problem, which can be solved with a few sessions of therapy. I have really seen that God loves us very much. In the midst of the pain, he takes us by the hand and chooses the best for us. We will continue to wait for freedom and justice for his father, knowing that we have Jesus on our side.